Okay, today's Daf Rabbeisai is Daf Ayin Tes. We're starting the Mishnah on the bottom of Ayin Ches Amid Beis. And we're continuing to talk about the Korban Toida. As you recall, together with the Korban Toida, we have 40 Chalas, 10 of which are Chomis, 30 of which are Matzah. How and when do the Lachmei Toida get infused with Kedushas Aguf? At the time of the Shechita. We're now going to talk about in our Mishnah what happens if the Shechita was not a perfect Shechita. How does that affect the Kedushas HaLechem? So the Mishnah begins. Shechata chutz lizmana or chutz limkoima. In other words, as the Shoichet is shechting the Karvin Toida, he is having a machshava of chutz lizmana that we're going to eat from this Toida not today, but tomorrow. Remember that a Karm Toide is slightly different than a Karm Shlomim. It's only Nechel Liyoyim V'layla. So having in mind that he's going to eat it tomorrow, that's a Machsheves Pigul. Or he has a Machsheva of Chutzlam Koima. We're not going to go and eat this Toide in Yerushalayim. We're going to go and eat it in Tel Aviv. That's again a Machsheves Pigul, but we call it a Machsheves Psul, because there's a major difference between a Machsheves Pigul of Chutzlam Mana and that of Chutzlam Koima, and that is what happens if a person were to eat from this carbon nevertheless. If it's pigul, then tiyesh by kares. And if it's only possible, it's ain by kares. But it's still awesome. Nevertheless, kiddush halechem. Halechem still gets infused with kedusha, even though the shoichet really did a poor job on the shechita. He had a machshavas chutzlam zmanei and chutzlam koima. We'll see about this more in the Gemara shortly. What happened if Shechata v'nimtza streifa? They shechted it, and after that they did a bedika, and they found, this animal was a treifa. It had a sircha in the lungs, or a nail in the stomach, or whatever it was. They found that it was treifa. Loi kiddush alechem. Then the lechem does not become niskadesh. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? We'll see in the Gemara shortly. When I was shechata v'nimtza balas mum, instead of finding that it was a treifa, after they shechted it, they said, "Oi, we didn't look carefully in the sfosayim of the lips of the mouth, and we didn't look carefully at the ear or whatever. It's a balas mum. Oy. Here we have a machlokes. Rav Lezer oimer kiddush, v'chachamim oimerim loy kiddush. We'll see in the Gemara what's the basis of the machlokes. Shechata shaloi lishma. What happens if he shechted it? And as he was shechting this carbon toy that he had in mind for a carbon chatas, for a carbon oila. So it was shaloi lishma. And the same thing is v'chein el hamiluim. El hamiluim, as we learned yesterday in the Mishnah, that was a carbon that was brought during the Shivas Yimei Miluim, prior to the final erection of the Mishkan on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'chein shnei kivsei atzeres. Or the Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which we shecht on Shavuos. And at the time that we shecht them, that is Mekadesh the Shtei Halechem. Again, these were Shechotin Shaloi Lishmon, Loi Kiddush Halechem. So if it was Shaloi Lishmon, the Lechem does not become Kaddish. This is consistent with the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim, where it says, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shaloi Lishmon Ksheirim El Shloi Olu Lebalim Shem Choyva, with the exception of the Korban Mechatas and the Korban Pesach. So why are we talking about Loi Kiddush Alechem? Because even though these Korbanos are kosher, the kosher in the sense that after the Shechita and the Zrika, even though it was Shaloi Lishma, one is allowed to go and eat from this Korban Toida. However, because of the fact that he had a Machshava Shaloi Lishma, Loi Olu Lebalim Shem Choyva, which means that we didn't accomplish what we sought to accomplish. By a private carbon, a person was menadev or menader, a carbon oiler, or a carbon shlamim. If he had in mind the machshava of shaloi lishma, it's kosher, but he did not accomplish his neder or his nedava. He has to bring a new carbon. Here too, even though just during the carbon toida and the carbon kivsi atzeres el miluim, he had a machshava shaloi lishma, it's a kosher carbon, but loy olav al shem choyve didn't accomplish its mission. What was its mission? To Mekadesh the Lechem. It's not, it didn't accomplish that, and you're going to have to bring brand new Korban Toida or Kivsei Atzeres to Mekadesh the Lechem. Okay, so now we started off the Mishnah. Chutzlis mana, chutzlim koima, we said is kiddush alechem. Nimtzis treifa, loy kiddush alechem. Balmum is a machlokes. Says the Gemara, we're going to have a braisa now, a machlokes from Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And as we will see, Rabbi Meir of the braisa is almost word for word like our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, masnisa mani Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, the sign it says in the braisa, ze haklal, this is the general rule. If the psul was one that was pre-existing the shchita, loy kiddush alechem. Psul loy acher shchita, if the psul only happened from the shchita and further, then kiddush alechem. And so therefore now the Bryce explains, give me practical examples, psul koidim shchita and psul li acher shchita. Says the Bryce, shchata chutz lezmana. That's kiddush alechem. What's the reason why? Because these psulim, they post-dated with the shechita, or at least they were contemporaneous with the shechita. But they didn't predate the shechita. So since these are psulim bakoidish, that they were from the shechita and further, kiddush alechem, alechem is fine. But shechata nimtzis streifa, that means that the psul was koidim, I only found it after shechita. But when I found it, I realized, oy, 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 this famous treifa. So it was a psul, koidim shchita, loy kiddush alechem. That's why the lechem is not miskaddish. Now, shchotav nimtzis balas mum. Rebleza oyma kiddush, rebishua oyma loy kiddush. Lechoyra, based on the klal that we gave, that anything which was a psulay, koidim shchita, we should all agree that in this case of balas mum, we should say loy kiddush halechem. Why does Reb Lezer hold Kiddush Alechem? At the moment, we don't know. But the Gemara is going to tell us later down on the Amud that Reb Lezer holds like Reb Akiva. Who's like Reb Akiva? Reb Akiva is the one that says that when it comes to Balis Mum, if the Mum was an insignificant Mum, like a Doikin Sheba Ayin, even though it's absul, you're not allowed to go and shecht based on a doikin shabai. However, b'di'eved im olu lo yerdu. What's the reason why b'di'eved im olu lo yerdu? Because by oifois, a doikin shabayin doesn't pasul. So since we find that there is an opening by a doikin shabayin, that's why b'di'eved over here, it would be good as well, kiddush alechem according to Reb Lezer. We'll see that in Mirchem further down the Amid, Divrei Reb Meir. So note that Reb Meir's version of the Machloikis and of these Halachas really is mirror image, word for word, like we had in the Mishnah. Only thing that we had different was in the Mishnah we had a Machloikis between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, and the Brais we have a Machloikis between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. So obviously, the Chachamim of our Mishnah, that is Reb Yeshua. But otherwise, it's the same, Divrei Reb Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, however, has a different version. Rabbi Yehuda, we're in the third line of Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Nech Lekur Reb Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, Al Sheshchot Avinim Tis Treifa Shaloi Kiddush. Everybody agrees, you find that it was Treifa, Loi Kiddush Alechem, why? Because the Psul was pre-Shchita. And like the Gemara said on the Amid Beis, if the Psul is Koidim Shchita, Loi Kiddush Alechem. So that everybody agrees, the mayor agrees. Vaita, bial chutzlis manoi shekidesh. If it's chutzlis manoi, kidesh alechem. That is also like the mayor said, like our Mishnah. Vial balmum shaloi kidesh, by balmum that it was not niskadesh. Oh, here we find already the first machloikis. Because on the top of the Yomid, five lines earlier, we said, shchotav nimtzis balas mum, it's a machloikis, Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. And according to Yehuda, by Baal Mum, everybody agrees, Shaloi Kiddush Halechem. We'll see about that shortly. Zokti Mar, V'alma Nechleku. What is the Machloikis according to Rabbi Yehuda, between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Not by Nimtis Balas Mum, because we just said now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, everybody agrees, Shchotav Nimtis Balas Mum, Shaloi Kiddush. So what is the Machloikis? Al Chutzlim Koimoi. Wow. And our Mishnah and Reb Meir both said that chutz lim koimoi is just like chutz lim manoi shekidesh alechem. But here we have a machloikis According to Rabbi Yehuda, al manechliku al chutzlim koimai, a machshava of eating this korban chutzlim koimai, not in Yerushalayim, but eating in Tel Aviv. Shir Blazer oimer kidesh alechem. Nevertheless, the lechem is neskadesh. Rabbi Yisho oimer loy kidesh alechem. And now the Gemara is going to explain what are the views of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why one holds that chutzlim koimai is kiddush and the other one says loy kiddush. Is Amr Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer says, I'll explain to you. Hoyl chutzlim mani is possible. Everybody agrees chutzlim mani is possible, chutzlim koimai is possible. So ma chutzlim mani kiddush. Rabbi Yeshua, you didn't argue with me on the chutzlim mani. Everybody agreed chutzlim mani kiddush alechem. Now chutzlim koimai kiddush. Chutzlim koimai should be the same thing as chutzlis manai. The two are almost twins. If chutzlis manai is possible, chutzlim koimai should be possible. If chutzlis manai is kiddush, chutzlim koimai should be kiddush. What's the nafkamina? Rabbi Yeshua, I'll tell you. Hoye b'chutzlim koimai possible, ubal mum is possible. Instead of learning chutzlim koimai from chutzlis manai, learn it from bal mum. Ma bal mum loy kiddush, af chutzlim koimai loy kiddush. Okay, so Reb Lezer is basing his halach of kiddush because of the similarity between chutz lim koimai to chutz lizmanoi, and Rabbi Yeshua says I learned that it's like kiddush because of the similarity of chutz lim koimai to a nimtze ba'mum. So Amar Reb Lezer. So Reb Lezer says I need to misil the chutz lizmanoi like I just presented my position. Ve'ata dimisil ba'mum like you presented your position. Nir lemitayma. Let's see which is a closer parallel. If we find that the common denominator between chutz lizmanai and chutz lemkoimai is the same, we'll say it should have a din like chutz lizmanai, and therefore we should say kiddush alechem. If we're going to learn like you, Rabbi Yeshua, that it's similar to balmum, no, nidinen b'balmum, and therefore I will agree to you that it's loy kiddush alechem. So Reb Lezer says, let me start and explain my position. Here's where Reb Lezer lotan. Donin psul machshavim b'psul machshavim. Doesn't it make sense to say that if chutz lizmanoi kiddush alechem, then chutz lemkoimai, which is, you know, almost Siamese twin, it's they're both a machshava of pigul. This is a machshava pigul with a capital P. Chutz lizmanoi, pigul v'yesh pekaris. This is a machshava of pigul with a lowercase p. So it's possible, the aim by cards, but they're both the psul machshava. And therefore, Lodin, let me, says Hischer Blaz, Lodin, donin psul machshava, psul machshava, then donin psul machshava, psul aguf. The case that you're talking about, balmum, that's not a machshava. That's the guf itself of the animal has a slit here, there, or wherever it has some sort of mum.
It's in the chatzah, not the gavra.
Okay, fine. That's a good way of expressing it. Hischer Rabbi Shua Lodin, so Rabbi Shua now disagrees, obviously, and he says, Donan psul she'ein by karis. Mi psul she'ein by karis. Oh, by yechia chutzas manish psul she'ein by karis. That's a very good argument. In other words, both in the case of machshav of chutzlam koimai, the carbon becomes possul, but if somebody eats from it, there's no karis involved. He's just over a lav. Masha inkein, in the case of the chutz lizmanoi, if a person were to eat from it, he gets karis. So there is a, in a sense, Rabbi Yeshua is right, that there is a greater parallel between the chutzlam koimai and the psul of machshava, not machshava, of balmum, and that l'choira is a better parallel, perhaps, than the chutzlam koimai and chutz lizmanoi. The oid, and now Rabbi Yeshua gives his clincher. This is a real strong argument. You're telling me machshava, machshava. Guess what? The dinenim ishaloi lishmoi, which is also psul machshava, and also v'ein by karis, and it says at the end of the Mishnah, loy kiddush alechem. Oh, so now you have two parallels. Number one, both are machshava. Chutz limkoim is machshava, and shaloi lishmoi is machshava. Both of them are also, if you were to eat it, it's alav v'ein by karis. No. Just like a machshava shaloi lishmoi, what's the din? Is loy kiddush alechem? Reb Lezer, you should agree with me by chutzlim koimai, it's also loy kiddush alechem. And guess what happens? Veshosek Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer says, I rest my case, And as we'll see in the Gemara, shortly, Reb Lezer turned to Reb Yeshua and say, I agree. I am your side. There's a difference between chutz l'mkoymai and chutz l'zmanai. Chutz l'zmanai is kiddush alechem. Chutz l'mkoymai loi kiddush alechem. The Gemara doesn't tell us the reason why there is that distinction. The Mefarshim, however, explain. Rashi and others, as you recall, we had earlier on in our Masechta, as well as the Masechta Zvachim, and Brother Barry keeps on using the same term, which he claims he heard from Reb Shlomo Gottesman, and that is, there's an inyan by pigel, it has to be pigel perfect. What means pigel perfect? The Gemara calls it kartzois kosher, kachartzois psul. That just like when you are bringing a korban and you want to make sure that this korban is oyle l'ratzen l'fanav, it's meratza, it has to be that all of the four avoidos have been done perfectly. Perfectly in the sense that either there was no machshava at all, or there was a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi by any one or more of those four. However, what happens if he had a machshava of chutz l'zmanoi? And then on another one of the avoidos he had a machshava of chutz l'mkoymai, or shaloi l'shmoi, it did not have a pigel perfect situation, because you have to have no intervening machshavas. It says in the pasuk, lo yechoshe v'lo yeratze. If you want it to be a ritzoy for pigel, it has to be lo yechoshe, no other machshavas acheres. And therefore, by this pigel of the chutz l'zmanoi, there were no other machshavas. Therefore, it is meratze. There is a ritzoy. The ritzoy is not to make it a kosher carbon, it's to make it a posula, pigel, poisoned carbon. You eat it to get kareis rachman litzlan. But that's the din of katzoes kosher, kachatzoes posel. So therefore, that's why it's kiddush alechem. Masha enken, when you're talking about chutz l'mkoymai, there is no such gemaris, no such requirement. To the contrary, if you had a machshav of chutz l'mkoymai, and then you had a machshav of chutz l'zmanoi, or shaloi l'shmoi, or what have you, it's going to be posel, like your original machshav of chutz l'mkoymai. So there is no din of having to be pigel perfect, and that's why loy kiddush halacha. Anyway, with
to finish to me, I didn't realize that chutz l'mkoymai did not have to be pigel perfect.
It's not as rigorous.
Yeah, that I always thought.
I thought the same thing, right? Because they're both at least they're twin together.
Yeah, that was my thought too. But you see, from our gemara, that's not the case.
Pigel perfect, not possible perfect.
Yeah. But also bear in mind that we have this in Mishnayis back in Masechta Zvachim, that when it comes to the chutz l'zmanoi, it has to be consistent. Either only chutz l'zmanoi, meaning only one machshav, and the other three was machshav estam, he didn't have any machshav at all, or among the four, he had a couple of chutz l'zmanois, or all of them were chutz l'zmanoi. Then there's a dinner pickle. However, if that chutz l'zmanoi was disturbed even once by a chutz l'mkoymai or shaloi l'shmoi, it's not pigel perfect. Now let's go on the other side. What happens? You had a chutz l'mkoymai, and it was not pigel perfect. You had other machshavas of chutz l'zmanai and shloi l'shmoi. It doesn't interfere with the din of chutz l'mkoymai, and that is, it's now going to be pasul v'ein boi kars. That being the case, also, it doesn't have to be pigel perfect. So there's no din of hatzoas kosher, katzoas kosher, kachatzoas pasul. Being that that's the case, loy kiddush alechem. And Reb Lezer said to Reb Yeshua, I respectfully agree. Now this was all vis-a-vis Reb Yehuda and his understanding of the machloikis between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua legabe the din of machshava chutz l'mkoymai. Remember, Reb Meir, however, in our Mishnah, both Reb Meir in the Braisa and Reb Meir, who's the author of our Mishnah, held that legabe machshavas chutz l'mkoymai kuli alma moide, that just like chutz l'zmanoi, and we say that a kiddush alechem. Frank Dimara. Okay, so now with that, we've concluded the discussion legabe the pigel of chutz l'mkoymai chutz l'zmanoi. Now we're going to discuss another issue which we already touched upon before. For a meir maishna shchotav nimtzis treifa, dav a psulei koydim shchita. And we said if it's a psul koydim shchita, loy kiddush alechem. Or maishna shchotav nimtzis balas mum. The loy have a psuloi koydim shchita. I'm sorry. You have to read it rhetorically with the lashon bitmiyah. Maishna, why do you go and say that treva is psula koidim l'shchita and therefore loy kiddush alechem? Or maishna shchotav nimtzes balas mum? Wouldn't you say there too the loy have a psula koidim shchita? Wasn't that also psula koidim shchita? And so therefore I should go and say the same thing applies to the shchotav nimtzes balas mum, that it should be loy kiddush alechem. Yet, how did Rav Meir learn by shchotav nimtzes balas mum that there's a machloikis between Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Why should there be a machloikis? There's l'chayre no difference between shechting minimtzis balas mum and shechting and nimtzis that it was a nimtzis treifa. In both cases, it was a psulei koidim shchita. Everything what I'll tell you, it's talking about bedukin shemayim, but leave it Rabbi Kiva. This is what we spoke about earlier. It's talking about a minimal balmum, minimal in the sense, yes, it does passel legabi behemis, and that's the reason why we have the whole kamtze bar kamtze gemara in Masechtas Gittin and Tisha B'Av. Here we're talking about doken shebaayin legabe the halacha of bidyevet. Lechatchila, you're not allowed to go and shecht a korban with doken shebaayin. It's a balmum, but if I find it after the story, after the fact, well, it's still a posel a korban. It's a balmum. However, the Rebbe Kiva the Yomim Ma'ul Lo Yedu. Rebbe Kiva says, what happens if a person by mistake put up the Eivorim or the Eimerim of such a carbon which was Nimtzis Balas Mum, and it was a mum of the sort of Doikin Shiva'ayin? So Rebbe Kiva, Ima'lu Lo Yedu. So therefore, B'dievet, even though this was a psul, Koidim Shchita, because I only discovered now it had a Doikin Shiva'ayin. However, this was a pre-existing palmum. Psula koidim shchita. Since b'diyevin im olu lo yerdu, it has a status like a psuloi li'achar koidish, and therefore it is kidesh halechem according to Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Yeshua.
Hold on. Are we only saying by a palmum of such minimal quality, or all bowel movement? Because they find a mum afterward.
We're talking about we're only talking about a doikin shiba'ayin. We're not talking about a major
mum. Like movement is only very common movement that according to Rabbi Akiva, you would excuse that we say the lechem is kadosh.
Only by such a doikin shiba'ayin do we say it's kadosh, and only a libid Reb Lezer.
Reb Lezer, okay.
If you look at the top line of this Amid Aleph, this is Reb Meir speaking. Shchota v'nimtzis balas mum. Reb Lezer oimer kiddush. Reb Yeshua oimer loy kiddush. The question is loy Reb Meir. Then it says divrei Reb Meir. According to Reb Meir, why would Reb Lezer hold kiddush? Why is it different than shchota v'nimtzis treifa? That everybody agrees loy kiddush because it's a psul koidim shchita. No. Shchita shchota v'nimtzis balas mum is also a psul koidim shchita. And for the Gemara, Rebbe Lezer holds like Rebbe Kiva, that Rebbe Kiva holds him olu lo yed. Where? Not every mum, chas v'shalom, not every mum, only by doikin shabai. Since it's an insignificant mum, l'moshe legabe oifais, if you found that it had doikin shabai, it's mutter l'chatchila. Why is it mutter l'chatchila? Because by oifais, it's only if it's a mechusar aver or some other major mum. But if it's a klein chiga mum, b'diyev, not b'diyev, and even l'chatchili, you're allowed to go and do a malika on an oif. By shchita, if it's doikin shiba'ayin, says Rabbi Kiva, since in the realm of bringing karbonis, by the case of oifais, a baal mum is okay if it's a doikin shiba'ayin by oifais, so b'diyev, by a behema im olu lo yerdim. So now, our Rebbe Lezer is taking this one step further, and he's saying, just like him, Ol Lo Yerdu B'diyeved, it's also Kiddush HaLechem B'diyeved.
Doken Shiva'ayin, I thought, translates as a cataract.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see a cataract in the eye of an animal.
I think you have to speak to an eye doctor. And especially after Shita,
because after Shita, we know that the animal's form and the vital signs change very dramatically. So to diagnose a Dukim Sha'ayin after Shita is very, very challenging to say, was it there before? Wasn't it there before?
I agree with you. I don't think an animal can go and develop a cataract post Shita. I think you're right that it's going to be difficult to detect the cataract post-shchita, For that, you have to have not just a regular eye doctor, a top-notch, real, professional eye doctor who can see it ayin tachas ayin. He'll see it with his eyes, and he'll be able to see the cataract in the eyes of the animal.
And a veterinarian who has studied eyes can iron it out.
You can iron it out. Okay, very good. So you have a good eye.
But people, you can't. People, you say, oh, this person says he's having cataract surgery. You can't see anything in the eye. You can't. It's, I guess, in the.
Before surgery, you certainly can.
You can. You can see a person.
Absolutely.
What does it look like?
In a cloud.
It varies from person to person. Sometimes you can't.
I hope the surgeon can see it. Otherwise, how can he remove the cataract if he can't even see it?
Precisely.
Oh, so that being the case, we're talking about a Kohen that is a part-time veterinarian and or oculist or optometrist or optician or whatever.
And or you can have a pupil of a...
A pupil. Very good. So let's continue on. This is all Alibed Remeir, Alibed Reb Lezer, that Kiddush Halecha. Rabbi Shua says, like Kiddush, Rabbi Shua, Kiyama Rabbi Kivim, Olo Yerdu Besula De Guvei, Avel Kedushi Lechem Loi. Rabbi Shua is saying, Reb Lezer, you're taking this really too far. We already established, according to Rabbi Kiva, Gevaldi Gechiddush, that because Doikin Shiba'ayin is insignificant, the Raya is from the Gabi Oifis, that it's not, doesn't passel. So you agree that it passels over here, the Gabi Behema, Lechatchila. Just saying, B'diavet, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, Ablamais, it's a passel of carbon. So you want to go and continue on from that and say, because it's Olu Lo Yerdu, then it's even Kiddush Alecha. Azoy Vait, don't push this argument too much. Besula de Gufay, okay, B'diavet, you put it on the Mizbeach, leave it there, you don't have to take it off. But the Mekadosh the Lechem, the Shonisht. So therefore, a Machloik is Reb Lezer and Reb Yishua. Fine. Let's continue on. Itmar. Chata Shishchota Chutz Lizman. And now we're not talking about a Korban Toid anymore. We're talking about a Korban Chatas. Ooh. Chata Shishchota Chutz Lizman. And everybody knows, if you're talking about by a Korban Chatas, if it was Shloi Lishma, not only Le'olav Alam Shem Choyva, but it would be totally possible. But here we're not talking about Shloi Lishma, we're talking about Shishchotet Chutz Lizmana. So therefore, I have a problem in my hand of pigul. Obviously, this passels the carbon. You're not allowed to eat from the carbon. It's foo. It's pigul. What happens in Olza? What happens with the Yevet? The Koyen didn't realize and he put the Aymerin of this Chatas on the Mizbeach. Loiteret. Leave it there. You don't have to take it down. Chutz Lim Koyma. Then we have Machlokes Rava and Rava. Rava Omar, Teired, take it down. Rava Omar, Loi Teired, you can leave it up. So this Machshava of Chutz Limkoima, to a certain degree, is a little bit even more Chomor, according to Rava, than a Chutz Lizmana. Because by the Chutz Lizmana we say, everybody agrees, Imolza, Loi Teired. Chutz Limkoima, Rava says, oh no, no, Chutz Limkoima, Teired, take it down as soon as possible. What's the machloikis? Says Igmar, this is the same machloikis as we had before. Rava k'rab Yeshua, v'rabba k'rab Elazar. What does that mean? We had a machloikis before the Gabi with the Kiddush Halechem. Kuli alma moida l'gabi chutz l'zmano loy Kiddush Halechem. The Gabi chutz l'mkoyma, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar said, Kiddush Halechem. Ah, and we had Rabbi Yeshua that said, loy Kiddush Halechem. Says the Gemara, Rava holds like Rabbi Yeshua, just like Rabbi Yeshua said, that even though chutz lizmanoi kiddush alechem, but chutz l'mkoymoi loy kiddush alechem, so that means it's worse, it's not a good carbon like kiddush alechem. That's why, im Allah teireit, even though it went on the Mizbeach, take it down ASAP. Well, Rabbi says, no, loy teireit. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar says, that since by chutzlam koymai, I find that it is kiddush alechem, so therefore, b'diavad, it did its job, even though you had this bad machshava of chutzlam koymai. Therefore, loitate it. You put it onto b'dimbeach, you put the aymerin, leave them there.
Why can Rava say teirei is the pasul of chutzlam koymai that occurred in the Midrash. Mm-hmm. Why do we take, just step aside from this machlokas for a second. If you had a principle, if the pasul occurs after in the Azara, lo yardu. Why is Rava suddenly saying, no, take it down? The chutzlum koma machshava isn't an Azara. Why are we suddenly saying, take it down? It feels like we're undoing a lot of the work we did in Zvachim.
Okay, so if you bear with us for another 2 or 3 minutes, you'll see that the Ikka di Amri holds like you. We'll make him address that momentarily. But in the meantime, we have on the surface l'choira a decent argument to say that Rava holds like Rabbi Shua, just like Rabbi Shua says over here, chutz l'mkoymai is terrible. We say it's loy kiddush alechem, so therefore it's so terrible. Im ola yered, take it down or teired. Mashen kin Rava holds like Rabbi Lezer, that just like Rabbi Lezer holds that this chutz l'mkoymai machshava, nevertheless, it's kiddush alechem. So you see that it does have power to accomplish something. So once it's on top of the mizbeach, just leave it there. Says the Gemara, "V'hader bei Rabba legabi de Rava." Eventually, Rabba agreed with Rava, and that he said teired. Why? Just like we said before, v'shasak Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer came to the side of Rabbi Yeshua. Here too, eventually, Rava came to the side of Hodbei Rabba Legabi the Rava. Rabba came to the side of Rava. However, the Ikka d'Amri, the others that say no, Avagav the Hodbei Rabba Lezer Legabi the Rabbi Yeshua, Rabba Legabi the Rava Loi Hodbei. Why not? Because there's a fundamental difference, and this is what Barry was suggesting a moment ago. Hosam hu deka omalei nedoinenu misholoi lishmoi. The reason why Rabbi Lezer bowed to and ultimately agreed to Rabbi Yeshua is because of the very convincing argument that we said in our Mishnah, that if you had a mashava shaloi lishmoi, it's loy kiddush alechem. So now I'm going to learn the chutzlim koimoi from the shaloi lishmoi. Both of them are psulei machshava. Both of them, it's a psul that does not rise to the level of pigul. It only rises to the level of pasul. So, just like I said in the Mishnah, that here by the shaloi lishmoi, loy kiddush alechem, the same thing is legabe the case of chutzlim koimoi, loy kiddush alechem. Aval hocha, when we're talking about olo yeyred or loy yeyred, hocha idainis lemi shaloi lishmoi, if you're going to learn chutzlim koimoi of shaloi lishmoi, guess what? Shaloi lishmoi im olza loy teyred. Why taka shaloi lishmoi loy teyred? Because it's a psul after the shechita. Was not a psul pre-existing the shechita, it's a psul after the shechita. Therefore, that being the case, our case of a machshava shaloi bim koimai is also a psul from shechita and on. It's not post-shechita, but it's not pre-shechita, it's from shechita and on. So therefore, if you're saying that these are the most closely related, the shaloi lishmoi and the chutzlim koimai, so just like shaloi lishmoi im olza loy teyred, the chutzlim koimai im olza loy teyred, because it was a psul post shechita. Good, Barry. So that's consistent with what we've had in the past.
It's interesting that the machlokas proceeded from the students. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were students of Rabbi Akiva, who was a student of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Lezer. You know, I mean, it sounds like it's flipped chronologically, as it were, in terms of how the Gemara developed this.
Okay. Good. Now, finally, we end off the Mishnah. If you go back to the Mishnah just for a short moment, you'll see that we talk about Shiloh Lishmoi, and then Mechain Eil HaMiluim Mechain Shnei Kivsei Atzeres. Same halacha. Shchotin Shiloh Lishmon, Loi Kiddush Alech. Now, Eil HaMiluim, as we learned yesterday, as we spoke about earlier, Eil HaMiluim was historical. This only happened once at the time of the dedication, pre-dedication of the Mishkan. And we're saying that Eil HaMiluim too. If Moshe, or whoever was doing the service, whoever was shechting, if he decided to have a machshava of Shaloi Lishmai, then we would say that Loi Kiddush Halech. Zeizog Namishna. Frey Timura, why are we talking about Eil HaMiluim? That's history. Why don't we go and talk about something which is Negei LaMaisa, at least in the times of Chazal, and that would be an El Nazir. Because as you remember, we learned in the Mishnah the Gemara yesterday, and like it says in Parshas Nosai, that a Nozer brings with him two types of lechem, the chalois and the rekikin. Not the revucha, but the chalois and the rekikin. So talk about that. Let it say in the Mishnah, and El Nozir, and Mishnah keeps the Atzeres, if he did it, Shaloy Lishmoy, Loi Kiddush Alechem. Why are we talking about El Miluim, which is historical? And Shaw Midoidis Leofina. Omra Fapa, Shaw Vektana Didon El Nozir, the Shchiach. Rashi says the Shchiach means that it's Negea, even Bizman Azeh, in times of Chazal. The Noket El Miluim, which was one time in history. Why should we talk about historical events? We should talk about Negea Lamaisa, Alocha Lamaisa. Everything more of a Tana Didon, Iker Milzen Nokat. The word Iker doesn't mean what's important, what's not, what's central, what's not. The word Iker means like Me'ikara. He wants to go back in history. What's the first time that we had such a concept of Kiddush HaLechem? This predates the case of the Korban Toida. It predates the case of the Kivsei Atzeres. It's all the way back in history to the times of Moshe Rabbeinu when they were making the Mishkan, that they brought the El HaMiluim and they were Mekadosh HaLechem. You're only Mekadosh HaLechem if it was Lishma, and not if it was Shaloi Lishma.
It's interesting, Mishnah's accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of possibly doing something. He was the Kohen, he was doing all the Avodah. He would have done something Shaloi Lishma.
No one, Chas v'Shalom, nobody's accusing Moshe Rabbeinu of any defect in his character or in his ma'asim. What we remember, as you point out consistently, the shochet doesn't have to be a kohen. So therefore, they could have taken any Yankel Beryl Ushmeril who was a shochet to go and shecht during the Shiva Simei Miluah. That's number one. Number two, we're not saying the Mishnah if it happened. We're saying, were it to happen, this would be the halacha. Okay, on to the Mishnah. Zukta Mishnah. Now we're turning the page a little bit. Again, we're talking about an accessory to the carbon, just like by the Lachmi Toida, the Lachmim are like the accessories to the carbon Toida. Now we're going to talk about the Minchas Nesachim, which are an accessory to your carbon Oilin, to your carbon Shlamim, and to a couple of other carbonas. So what happens now? Hanesachim Shekitchu Bekli, you took the Nesachim. Although the Mefarshim say we're talking also the Gabe, the Mincha that accompanied the wine, but the Mishnah calls it Minchas Nesachim, just calls it Nesachim, so that we can get out 5 seconds earlier from the Daf. So let's focus on Nesachim, which are the wine. You put them initially in a klisharis, and now they have Kedushas Haguf. However, when the Koyin or the Shoichet shechted, the way we're learning at this moment, the word zevach means during the shechita. That's not going to be the maskon of the Gemara. The maskon is going to say we're talking about the zrika. But in the meantime, the Gemara, we will assume, it means that the shechita was possible. Em yesh zevach acher yakrivu imoy, v'im lav yipossel belina. So we have over here a shoicher who's shechting the carbon. You have the nesachim waiting to be spilled in the shitin on top of the mizbeach. And then, as the shoichet is shechting, or shortly thereafter, we realize, he made a bubul. This zevach, the shechita, was not kosher. For whatever reason, the Mishnah doesn't go into detail. So what's the din now? What do I do with those nesachim? Says the Mishnah, look quickly. Is there somebody else bringing an oila or a shlamim contemporaneously? And that other carbon doesn't have a minchas nesachim, which is ready, which we've learned, of course, many times. When it comes to minchas neskeyem, it doesn't have to be brought contemporaneously. It could even be lamachar, and even 10 days later. So I see that Reuven's carbon, unfortunately, goofed. And what do I do with the nesachim? But Shimon is bringing a carbon at the same time. Shimon, where's your minchas nesachim? Oh, I didn't bring it yet. I'm going to bring it tomorrow. Guess what? I have an extra minchas nesachim available. Please use it. Take it. It's yours. Says the Mishnah, Yesh devachach yakrivu imoy, v'im lav yiposlu belina. Or there's another...
The effect of all this shema by the minchas nesachim is possible. I guess it doesn't. It was really attached to
it. It didn't port yet. They didn't port yet.
No, they didn't port yet, but they...
That's the avodah tam of nesachim. It didn't port. There's nothing else. You go to the pizza. It's the stuffing.
Yeah, but it's attached to the
original. It's preparatory.
So the shechita l'choira, just like we said, infuses the lachmei toida with their kedusha, and the shechita by the kivsei ateres infuse the Kedusha into the Shtei HaLechem. Here, at the moment, we are assuming that the Shechita is going to infuse the Nesachim with Kedusha. So what am I going to do with this Nesachim now? I can't just go and take them out and let's make Kiddush outside. I got to use them. They have not a Kedusha, it's a goof of a carbon. So if there's another available carbon, slot it into that other carbon. But we'll
see. Why don't you just pour them out separately as a nedava? Nesachim don't require Arnat Achatas or an Asham. You have Nesachim, they're in there. Instead of pour them on the Zveach, also nedava. What's the problem?
The Gemara is telling us, that's the Mishnah's Chiddush, that because the Iker Kedusha gets infused into Nesachim as a result of the Shechita, if the Shechita was a bad Shechita, these Nesachim are now second-class Nesachim in a sense, and therefore you cannot use them together with this carbon. This carbon is no good, it's possible. Therefore, find another carbon. If you're saying to yourself, no, why don't you go and say that you have to go and pour out the Nesachim on the Beis HaSreifa because of the fact that they are possible, we're going to deal with that right now in the Gemara. Omer Ze'iri. When did the Nesachim get their Kedusha? At the time of the Shechita of the carbon. My time of what's the basis of Ze'iri's halacha? Amakra. Zevach u'Nesachim. Dvar yoim b'yoimai. When you do the Zevach, that's when you get your Nesachim. If the Zevach was good, the Nesachim are good. Aha. So that's when they get their Kedusha. Frank Dimor Tana. Let's go back to our Mishnah. Hanesachim shekitchu b'kli. Minim to Zevach Basel. Then slide it over, move it over to the next zevach. If not, you possibly lean. And by the way, there's another girsa, not the imlav, but the imlon. The imlon means if you didn't have another zevach that you could attach this minchas nesachim to, so therefore it went through the process of lina, you possibly lean, and then it's going to become a posel card. Zokti mara. Now, when it says over here, the nimtza zevach posel, my love, Poshib shat, the loshen of the nimtza zevach pasul. What does that mean? The ifsel b'shchita, that the zvicha, that the shchita was pasul. Oy bazoi, if the shchita was pasul, then why does the Iri say that the nesachim become niskadish b'shchita zevach if itaka gets the kedusha b'shchita zevach? Which means that if the shchita zevach was pasul, l'chori, then the nesachim never got their kedusha. If the Nesachim never got to the Kedusha, why does it say in the Mishnah, move over these Minchas Nesachim to another carbon? These became spoiled, just like the carbon was spoiled, so then these Nesachim were spoiled. And if you're going to go and tell me, where does it say otherwise in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, if you could slot it over, number one, it retains its din of Kedusha with the Shechita of the second Zevach. The Imlon, according to the other Girsa, Yipasabalina, why does it become Basabalina if no Kedusha attached to it? Because the Shechita Sazevach was bad, so it shouldn't become Basabalina. It should have a din of Kedusha's Damim. Kedusha's Damim be pointed, and then use it like Chulin. I don't understand what's going on over here in the Gemara that the Mishnah says that you had a bad Shechita, but nevertheless the Nesachim were not touched. They're still good. And in fact, if you don't find another carbon, leave it overnight and it's going to become Pasabalina. It shouldn't become Pasabalina. It never got its Kedusha. The Kedusha says the Iri only happened to the Shechita says Zevach. So why is there a din of Pasabalina?
Don't the Nesachim get their Kedusha when they go into a Klisharis? I mean, it's not a glass bottle.
So very good, very good. So bear with us one moment, Barry. We're going to talk about that in a moment. So my love, this one. Shechita is going to loy the Ifsul Bezrika, that the Psul, the Mishnah, when it says, the Nimtza Zevach Pasal, the Shechita was Shechita perfect, just like Pigel perfect. There was Shechita perfect, perfect Shechita. And therefore, according to Ze'iri now, these Nesachim have been Neskadesh with a Gevaldik Kedusha, Kedusha Zaguf. So what happened? The Ifsel B'Zrika, the problem was that the Zrika was not done properly. So who cares? K'man k'rebi d'yom shnei dvar ma'matirim malin ze b'loy ze. There are two things which are matir, one without the other. Now, what does it mean? One can be matter without the other. We had this machloikis already previously, the machloikis Rebbe and Reb Lozer Bereb Shimon. In fact, we spoke about it extensively last night when we were going through Daf Memches. What's the chilik between Rebbe and Reb Lozer Bereb Shimon? Rebbe says that when it comes to the shechita and to infusing, in this case, the nesachim with a kedusha, In other cases, like the Glach Metoide, etc., it's the same thing. You're infusing from the carbon. You have two Dvarma Matirim, which are Mal and Zebloize. Each one of them can accomplish without the other. What means each one can accomplish without the other? That the Shechita can accomplish that it becomes infused with Kedusha, or the Zrika can make it infused with Kedusha. So even though the Zrika ultimately was possible, but it became Kodesh at the time of the Shechita. Since it became Kodesh at the time of the Shechita, if you don't find another Zevach, and the Zrika was a poor Zrika, it has full-fledged Kedusha. Number one, as Barry pointed out, because it went into the original Kli Shareis. Number two, after that, you had a proper Shechita. The combination of those two is enough to make it into a full-fledged carbon, even according to Ze'iri, and therefore, if you find another Zevach Acher, Yakri V'Imay. The Imlav, if you do not find another Zevach, or the Imlon, you possibly, and it's going to become possible. So how have we answered our Kasha? Where we answered our Kasha is, we thought in the Mishnah that the Shechita was the bad guy. The Shechita was possible. Then Ziri says that the Shechita was possible, so why is there a Kedusha which even attaches to these Nesachim? Says Yomar, no, the Shechita was Shechita perfect. The problem was the Zrika. So therefore it did get a full Kedusha Sekuf. This Kedusha Zaguf was a combination of, Barry, go back to the beginning of the Mishnah, Hanesachim Shekidshu Bekli, they got their initial Kedusha by being in a Kli Sharis, together with, according to Ze'iri, the Shechita. Both of those were great. That's why it has Kedusha Zaguf. If you find another Zevach, slot it into that other Zevach. If not, or if you waited the whole day and you didn't find another Zevach, Imlon Yipasabalina. It has a din. But the Zrika was possible. Rabbi holds you don't need the Zrika. The Shnei Dvarma Matirim. The Shechita is one matter. The Zrika is the other matter. Mal and Zeb Loizeh. Even if you don't have a good Zrika, as long as you have a good Shechita, it has Kedusha Sahagov. The Imlon, then Yipasabalina. So the Choyra, our Mishnah, according to Ze'iri, goes according to Rabbi. So tomorrow, no, Afilatim Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says it only gets its full Kedusha when there's both a Shechita and a Zrika, which are kosher. One without the other. Ein Malin Zeh B'loi Zeh. You have to have both. Hacha Mayiskinon, you know what the problem was. When it says, V'nimtza Zevach Pasel, the Shechita was great. What was the problem with the Zrika? They didn't even make a Zrika. Why didn't they make a Zrika? There was a Kabbalah Adam inside the Mizrak, and unfortunately it poured on the ground, and they were not able to get it back, because as long as it's Kabbalah Bakli, you can go and try to collect it from the floor, it would still be kosher. But here it's talking about that it immediately ran off to the Amma, and by the time the Kohen realized what happened, there's no Zrika left. Okay, so then according to Blazer of Shimon, I didn't have that second matir. I only had the Shechita. And Reb Blazer of Shimon says, you need both matirim. Says the Gemara, Reb Blazer of Shimon holds Sobolo Kavasi Davu. He holds like his Tati. Like Reb Shimon Bar Yechoi. The Omar Kala Oymed Lizroik Kizorik Dami. That anything that was Oymed Lizroik, in this case, the Dam was ready, willing, and able to be Nizrak on the Mizbeach. Unfortunately, it poured out. In this case, we say Zorik Dami. Now, we have to remember that when we say Kol Oymel Lizrik Zorik Dami, that doesn't mean by all Karbonais, that if after the Shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam and the Halacha, then the Dam spills out, that the carbon is going to be Kusher without the Zrika. The Zrika is the ultimate matter. If there was no Zrika, then the carbon is possible, taken to the basis Reifa. What the Gemara means to say is, Legabe, our case, of being Mekadesh, the Nesachim, since the Matirim work hand in hand, the Shechita together with the Zrika, since it was already Neskadesh Bekli Sharis, the Shechita was perfect. We were ready to do the Zrika, but unfortunately it spilled out at the last moment. Here, Reb Shimon would say, Kolo'imid Lizrik Kazarik Tami, and this is Reb Lazar Reb Shimon says, this is showing Genuk for purposes of being Matir, the Nesachim, to give them that Kedusha. Even though there was no physical Zrika, there is a deemed Zrika of Kalayim Lizrika Zarek Tami. Amamat, Im yesh zevach acher, yikrivu imay. If you have another zevach, go and slot over, move over the mincha sasachim to the other zevach. Freikim avamer of chizda. Shemin shefrisha l'shem mincha ze posel l'shem mincha acheris. What does that mean? You have over here an individual that brought a carbon mincha. Together with a mincha, he also brought over shemen. And he decided midstream, you know what, I don't want to use this shemen for this mincha. I'm going to use it for another carbon mincha. Why? For whatever reason, he didn't like this mincha. He decided, this shemen, I'm going to use another mincha. Says Rav Chizik, you can't do that. Shem shefrish l'shem mincha zeh. You can't go and switch and go from one mincha to the other. You dedicated the shema for this mincha, a legit. So for Eiti Morris, why don't you say the same thing, the Gabin mincha sasachim? I slated it for the first carbon oiler that I brought. How can you go and say, well, if that carbon oiler went bad, then go and move it over to the next carbon oiler? Why don't you go and say, once you dedicated to this particular carbon, you can't go and switch it to another carbon. This is one of those tonight bezins. We don't know for sure that the bezin made a list of rules and regulations, but at least implicitly, the lev bezin holds that I say that one carbon is maktish the minchas nesachim for that carbon. If you could use those minchas nesachim for the first carbon, then hutzichu, then use it for the first carbon. Don't move it over to another carbon. However, the imlav, if that first carbon zevach became posel, either the shechita, as we learned initially, or according to the maskan, according to Rebbe, there was a psul in the zrika, according to Reb Shimon, that the blood spilled out altogether. No, so I cannot use my minchas sesachim for the first, my minchas sesachim for the first carbon. Yield the zevach acher, move it over to a second carbon. So, Frank Timora, ihochi shemen nami. Why don't we say shemen as well? That if you're not happy with that first mincha, or for that matter, let's say if the mincha became posel, why don't you go and say, use that shemen for another mincha? Says the Gemara, no. Why don't we say, ihochi shemen nami? Shemen gu for the mincha ho. The shemen is considered to be part and parcel. It's a major ingredient in the mincha. Except for a minchas choyte and a minchas kenois, you always have to have shemen with your mincha, otherwise the mincha doesn't work. It's an integral ingredient in your carbon mincha. So here to go and say, if this mincha became possible, or if you're not happy with this carbon mincha, let's move it over to another mincha, they can't do that. That's, one of the basic ingredients. Machenke, the mincha sesachim is just an accessory. You bring it together with the carbon, it doesn't become the carbon itself. So therefore, lev bezen masnale. Once the bezin is masna and saying, you know what, if the carbon became possible, take the minchas sesachim and move it over to another carbon based on this lay bezin, why don't we say le bezin masna layin, that if the first carbon is no good, let us go and have these minchas sesachim revert to chulin in the first place. Because after all, the whole purpose of this mincha sesachim was for this carbon oila. The oila is no good. So then say retroactively, the mincha sesachim wasn't niskadish and it's only chulin. Why do I move it to a second carbon? This is Barry's point. Because after all, they did get a degree of kedusha by putting in the klisharis. It wasn't nigmar hakedusha until the shechita, like we learned in our Mishnah, even though it was a Scottish pekli, if the zevach is possible, I got problems with the minchas sesachim, move it over to another carbon. So if we were to go and say that it becomes chulin, you have onlookers who see that this was a minchas sesachim, they see that the minchas sesachim was niskadish in a klisharis, they see that the first carbon unfortunately went bad for whatever reason, and what do they do now? They say, okay, go and take this wine, instead of putting on the mizbeach, let's go outside and get drunk. Let's go and have a nice drink outside. The chul. People say, wow, you're metzim miklisharis the chol. Can you imagine? It was niskadish miklisharis and you're using it for chol purposes. And they won't realize it's based on this lev bezna masna lein. So therefore, we don't push the lev bezna masna lein so far to go and say that it should be chol because of this gzeira shema yoimru. Frank Timora Hashanami Xer Shem Yoimer, the Sakhan Shafrisha the Shem Zevach Zeh, Kshem Shem Zevach Acher. We just said now that you're not supposed to go and switch it from one carbon to the other carbon. It's only in Hutzrichu. And that is, if you can bring it with this carbon, bring it. If you can't, because the carbon went bad, then you can go and switch it. People are going to go and say, you can switch Minchas Tesachim, you know, and just, I don't like that carbon. I want to move it to another Oiler. I don't like Reuven's carbon Oiler. I want to move it to Shimon's carbon Oiler. You can't do that willy-nilly. You can only do that if there was a psul. But people won't realize it was a psul. Just like you're saying, I'm concerned that people will say, Maitzim Klishor is Lechol, because they won't know the whole picture. Then the Gabi the Sochim, if you're going to go and switch it from Reuven's carbon to Shimon's carbon, they're also going to say, oh, willy-nilly, you can go and switch it over. And for the Gemara, Tony Matasya, Ben, or maybe Matasyo, Ben Yehuda, you know when you can go and do that switch from carbon 1 to carbon 2, only if carbon 2 was already geschachten at the same time, not when he was standing and waiting in the bullpen. It's got to be that both karbonis are being geschachten at the same time, realizing, of course, it wasn't just one shoichen in the Beis Hamikdash, just like there were multiple kahanim, there were multiple shochtim, especially if the kahanim were doing the shechita. So one kohen was shechting the first carbon, the other kohen was shechting the second carbon. So then you can easily move over the nesachim from one to the other, and I don't have to worry about the onlookers mitagzeira. They won't even realize that this minchas nesachim was originally for carbon one. It was moved over to carbon two, because the two are mamish simultaneous or contemporaneous in the Beis Hamikdash, so I don't have to worry about this concern. So Gemara, but what you're telling me is, Aval Ein Zevach Zavuch Bais Yishar, then Ein Echanami, if we don't have any other Oyla Ushlamim at that moment, but we only have a half an hour later, an hour later, then you cannot move it over to a Zevach Acher. So Oy Bazoi, Frank Gemara, Aval Ein Zevach Zavuch Bais Yishar, my, what would be the din? The way you're interpreting now the Mishnah, you're going to tell me that it becomes Nifso Belina. You cannot move it over to another Zevach. Why not? Because people are going to speak the Gezeira Shemi Yoimru, that Nesachim Shefrishim Shem Zevach Zeh are Kosher Shem Zevach Acher. And that is not the case. It's only when the first carbon gets, unfortunately, Pasul. Zevach Pasul, Shechita, Zrika, poured out on the ground, whatever. So Zokti Mara, if you agree with that, that the only time we don't have the Gzeira is because I have a Zevach Zavuach, but if I don't have a Zevach Zavuach, I cannot move it over to another carbon. Adatani Sefer, why does it say in the Sefer of our Mishnah? Then Imlav, or Imlun, Yipaslu, Belina, Lifik, well listen, the Bididah, the Chayyah, the Mishnah should go and bring this halacha that we just said, that B'mer Dvar Mamurim. When do you say that you can move this minchas esachim to another carbon? Only if you had another carbon which was sitting and waiting for that minchas esachim, because it was already geshachten at the same time. But if you didn't have that situation, loy, then you cannot move it over. So why does the Mishnah just simply say imlav or imlon yikos belina yipos belina? It really depends on yesh zevach zevuach bois yishah or ein zevach zevuach bois yishah. Says the Gemara, you're right. Hachanami ka'amar. We have to go and make ashtikul chsuri mechsur of ahachik tani and insert the following words. B'medvu mamurim. When do I say that I can use a minchas esachim for another carbon? Shoy zevach zevuach bois yishah. You have another carbon which is waiting there and is ready to go and be makabel this minchas desachim as its accessory. If you didn't have another zevach zevuach at that time, nase kemish nifzlu belina upsulin, then it has the status like any other posel the carbon. This minchas desachim will be posel. Wait until lina. And then you're going to have to go and pour it out on the base of Sreifa, because unfortunately it's totally possible.
So, question?
Yes.
No, so in the Mishnah you said Nisbacham, you also said, also could refer to the Mincha.
Mm-hmm.
Here we talked about the Shemen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't repurpose the Shemen for something else. But you have another Mincha basically waiting to go with the Nisbacham to accompany an Ola or Shlomen that mincha, which has the shemen in it, you can repurpose, but the shemen, which is only ingredient, you cannot. It feels inconsistent.
The answer is because the shemen and the mincha that you were talking about and that the Gemara is referring to is an independent carbon on its own. And therefore, the shemen is a very important integral ingredient in the mincha. Here, we're not talking about an independent carbon mincha, we're talking about a minchas nesachim that goes as an accessory to the regular carbon of the carbon oilu or the carbon shlamim. So therefore, everybody agrees that's not an integral ingredient, that's just an accessory. So therefore, you cannot move the shemen once it's dedicated to a mincha, that's the gufoy carbon itself, to another carbon. But the accessory, if I can't wear these gloves, I give it to my brother who can wear the gloves. If I can't use this accessory because of the fact that the carbon has gone puzzled, so I move the accessory to another carbon. What does the accessory consist of? It consists of a mincha together with an esachim, but it's not the ikar carbon, it's all tuffle to the first carbon. No first carbon, so we make it a tuffle to a second carbon. So now, getting back to the top of the Yomah just for another moment, we said that we can say that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon. It doesn't have to go according to Rebbe. Why? Because even though Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon says it only gets the Kedusha as a result of the Shechita with the Zrika together. However, here we're talking about a situation where the Zrika would have been, could have been, should have been perfect, but unfortunately the blood spilled out on the floor. And Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon holds like his father, that Reb Shimon says, "Kol oimid lizrik is zarek dami," and that's the reason why this nesachim remains kadosh b'kedushas haguf. But I can't, and therefore I don't just say it didn't get any kedusha because there was no zrika. There was a zrika. There was a deemed zrika. And what do I have to do now? If I can find another carbon, move it over. And if I can't, it'll become possible belim. So that's how I explain the Mishnah according to this view of Reb Lezer. Reb Shimon mit Reb Shimon. But Frey Tigmara, Omiyisle the Reb Shimon, laid Bezna Masna Lehen, to finish off this pshat in the Mishnah, we said, but how could you go and move it over to another carbon? After all, it was dedicated for the first carbon. Well, that's no new shver, because Le Bezna Masna Lehen, then Im Hutzrichu, Utzrichu, Vim Lav, Yud Zevachacher, and that's how you move it over. So now, if you say that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, and Reb Lezer Reb Shimon is holding like his father Reb Shimon, and now we're saying that only way that you can tie up the loose ends is by saying Lev Beznin. But Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Lev Beznin Masnalein. How do I know that Reb Shimon doesn't hold Lev Beznin Masnalein? V'yom Rav Idi Baram and Rav Amram and Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yoichanan. Tamidim shloi hutzrichu letzibur. The Div Reb Shimon ain't nivda tamimim. The Div Chachavim nivda tamimim. What is that all about? There are two pshatim in the Rashi, but the first pshat is the easy pshat. Tamidim shloi hutzrichu letzibur is referring to the last day of Chodesh Adar and the first day of Chodesh Nisan. As we know, we learned previously, in the Lishkas HaTloim, he always had a minimum of four Shapsaluch that were left, put aside for bringing every single day the Oiles Tamid, and they would be boiding them all the time. And why do you have to have those four Tloim at all times? We learn it from Hilchos Korban Pesach, which hopefully will still be zeichet to bring tomorrow. The Korban Pesach, where you have to be in the times of Chazal. There's no chiyuv today, but in times of not even the Chazal, the times of the Torah. The first Korban Pesach, you had to go and set it aside 4 days earlier on Yud Nisan, and which was this past Shabbos. That's how it got the name Shabbos Agudel. So getting back to our Gemara, same thing applies to the Dal Tloim, that you also have to set it aside. Where does it come from? The Gemara learned they drush two psukim together, just like by the Karban Pesach. Same thing applies to this the Karban Tamid, thank you, that you have to have four Tloim at all times there in the Lishkas HaTloim. So now it's Rish Chodesh Nisan. Rish Chodesh Nisan, as you know, you have to bring all the new Karbanis from the new Shkolim, from the new shekel that we just collected together, Chadesh Lohavei Mitruma Chadosha. That's why it says, Zois Oiles Chodesh Bechodshe, Lechodshe Hashana, all these Chodesh Bechodshe, Lechodshe. The Darshan Chazal, Chadesh Lohavei, bring all your new Kabbalah starting Chodesh Nisan from the Truma Chadosha. So what do I do with these old four Tloyim over there? Nebuch, what am I going to do? So I have a Machloikas over here, according to Tanakama. Before we get Tanakam, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan, Tamidim Shloi Hutzrichu Letzibur, I don't need them anymore in the sense that they were bought originally with the money of the previous year. The Dibrib Shimon ain't niftin tamimim. You cannot be pointed them tamimim. What are you going to have to do, therefore? You're going to have to wait Yirat Shiestavu until they go and get a mum, and then you'll be pointed them, and you take the money back to Lishka Zagazis, and they'll be part of the Shiore Halishka, which are going to be used either for repair and maintenance in the Beis HaMikdash, or perhaps even for the Rechoivais, even for the streets of Yerushalayim, etc. But ain't niftin tamimim. Now, what's the reason why you can never be going poided to Mimim? So Kedush is a gofer to Mimim. How can you be poided? Based on Lev Bezdin Masna Aleyan, that im Hutzrichu Hutzrichu, if you can go and use it in its present form, great. If not, you can be poided. So I see that Reb Shimon doesn't hold of that Indian of Lev Bezdin Masna Aleyan. Oh, you say, how are you learning Pshat in our Mishnah according to Blazer Reb Shimon, according to his father Reb Shimon? I can't have Lev Bezdin Masna Aleyan. Reb Shimon doesn't agree. Everything more, no. Reb Shimon agrees in concept Lev Bezdin. However, he considers that to be a court of last resort. And there's another Eitzah over here. What's the Eitzah? Is the Dekanta Barai, like we said before. What is Reb Shimon going to do with those four Tlaim? Yiruat Shistavu. Since that is an acceptable solution, you don't need to come on to a special exception to the rule of not being able to go and be pointed to Mimim. We can do the Raya. According to the Chum, however, no. Lev Bezdin Masna Aleyan, even in such a situation, you don't have to wait. Take these four Tloim, go and be pointed them, and then take money from the fresh monies of Lishkas HaGozes and buy back these Tloim to use from the Mincha Chadash.
I think, doesn't that money from the old korbanos that you poured, doesn't that go to Kais HaMizbeach? It goes to Menachem Bayis or Kais HaMizbeach?
Well, the good news is we're soon going to learn more about that in Masechtas Tamid, so we'll address it then. But my recollection is from Shkolim that any Shiori Halishka from the prior year were used for repair and maintenance as well as for public needs. And the what you're talking about are usually from Moisarais, that from this year somebody donated or set aside $500 to go and buy a Karm Chatzis, a Karm Oila, and there was a special clearance sale and he got it for $400. The Moisar, those extra $100, you have to go and put into the Pushkis for Kites and Mizbech. But anyway, but that's not for today. We'll continue on next Mishnah. Until now, we spoke about the Karm Toida and the 40 Chalas. Our Mishnah and the Gemara, which we're going to learn, are going to deal with derivatives of the Karban Toida. Not the original Karban Toida itself, but derivatives. What are the three derivatives? Number one, Vlad Toida, a Toida, a Shloman that was in a keva, and it gave birth to a baby, so it's a Vlad Toida. Or Tmurasa. Tmurasa, you said, Zu Tmura Zu, you're not supposed to, but if you did, it gets the same Kedusha of the Karban Toida. Or ifrish toida be of the ifrish acheres tachteha. What happens? You were mafrish a karm toida, and what happened? He said kemachta pleita, and then you were mafrish a new one, and now you find the old one. You have a choice, as we'll see in the Gemara, whichever one you want to bring. But if you're going to go and bring the second one, meaning you already brought the first one, the original one, or even you first brought the new one that you were mafrish, and you brought the lechem together with it, and now you have remaining that other carbon toida, either the original one or the mufrish one, the new one. Ain't to the lechem, you don't have to go and do lechem. So you don't have lechem by any of these three derivatives, by the vlad toida, the tmuris toida, or the new hafroshes toida. We'll see more in the Gemara why. The pasuk says, shenema v'ikra v'azevach ha-toida. Ha-toida to the lechem. V'loi v'lada, v'loi chilufa, v'loi tmurasa to unim lechem. Tan Rabban. So Gemara now expands on the drasha of Amishna v'hikra v'zevach ha-toida. Tan Rabban, mahu oimer toida yakriv. Now the truth of the matter is, there is no such pasuk, toida yakriv. However, if you look at the Torah or HaShalem, he brings the pasuk, im al toida yakriv venu, v'hikra v'zevach ha-toida. Now the prior pasuk was saying, if you want to bring a karm shlamim, bring your shlamim. What happens im al toida yakriv venu, the shlamim was a special shlamim, not just a generic normal shlam, but it was a carbon shalmei toida, the hikrav zevach toida, and you have to go and bring the various chalos, matzos, 40 different chalos. Now, there seems to be some redundancy at the beginning of the pasuk. It says, im al toida yakrivenu vihikriv al zevach toida. It would have been enough to go and say im toida vihikriv al zevach toida. Why do you say im toida yakrivenu vihikriv? That double yakrivenu vihikriv seems to be redundant. So therefore, says the Gemara, we're going to take the word yakrivenu, we're going to split it into two. We're going to have first a riboy from the word yakriv. It's an extra word, yakriv. It could have just said imal toida, v'hikriv. Why did it say yakriv? Comes to be marba. And then it says yakrivenu. The nu is like yakriv oso. So that nu is going to be a miut. So we're dividing up the yakrivenu to teach us a drush of a riboy and of a miut. So tomorrow, tanabat. Mao oimer, why does it say in the pasuk im al toida yakriv? No, that yakriv, the first part of yakrivenu. So tomorrow, the mafish toidosoi. The Ovda, and it got lost. The Vishacheres Tachter, and you mafish a new one. Benim Tisarishani, you found the first one, Arishtayan, Uimdois. Both of them are standing looking me in the face. Which one am I going to go and bring? Minayin Chazman Chirti Yakriv. How do I know you can bring either one, either the original or the replacement? Good, Shkoyach. Velach Ma'ima, and bring the Lechem together with it. Tamaloimer hatoide yakriv. The word hatoide here, the word the hay, is a mistake because we started off toide yakriv. So toide yakriv, yakriv therefore is a reboy to tell you not only the original toide, but even the substitute replacement toide. Yochashentei shnia tuna lechem. If and when I bring now the second one, maybe it also requires lechem. Tamaloimer nu. That's the yakriv and nu. Echad leishnayim. You only bring one time the lechem, not the second time the lechem. Zok Yimara Achish Riba Kosev. Since the yakriv was marbe the substitute, the miyat the new came to go and say, "Yeah, but don't bring an extra 40 chalas." Minayin l'rabbis, how do I know the same thing applies to v'lodois, v'chalifois, utmurois lihakrova? That the same thing applies over there too. Those you bring, but you don't bring the extra lechem. Tamaloimar. Im al toida, the al, like we had before, like an al besamach, it doesn't mean besamach, but it means if you're bringing it with a toida, then you bring the lechem. You bring it al together with the lechem. But here I'm not bringing the toida. I'm bringing the derivative of the toida. I'm bringing the vlad. I'm bringing the chalip, and I'm bringing the tmurais. Then no lechem. Yochi yutunis lechem, I would think, efshiyo, tamam lehikrev al zevach ha toida. So therefore, the Im'al Toida comes to be Marba. You can not only bring the original Toida, but also the derivatives, the Velodis, Khalifas, and Tmurais. And the Im'al Toida Yakrivenu, or Vehikrav al Zemachat, Ha Toida with a capital Hey, the Hey Ayidia, Toida Tunalechem, Veloi Veloda, Veloi Chilufa, Veloi Tmurasa, Tunim Lechem. And this is where we'll, I know it looks like we have two dots on the next line, really should be two dots over here, because this starts a new shtikl sugya mitzvah, which we will continue tomorrow. So stopping here by Sholech Reb Chanina. So bottom line, we learned in our Mishnah, your toida had a derivative, vlad, or tmura, or a chalipin. Yes, they are kosher, and yes, you have to bring them for a carbon toida, but you do not add lechem together with it. Great day, everybody. Mitzvah, 7:45, tomorrow morning.
Two things. First, the question is, this chilufin, does it...